Okay, today we're going to talk about the different rulings concerning the kutbah, or the speech that is given on the day of the Eid. But before we go over the rulings for that, let me ask some questions from yesterday to make sure everybody is together in sync on what we've discussed so far. Yesterday we talked about how the Eid prayer itself is performed, and we also spoke about the greetings. Who can tell me what is the greeting of the Muslims on the day of the Eid? What greetings do we use on the day of the Eid? How do we greet one another? What do we say when we greet one another? Who can tell me what are the greetings that we use as Muslims on the day of the Eid? Okay, let's use it in English. We talked about it yesterday. There are two. Very good. The greeting that we use is, may Allah accept from you and us. That is the greeting of the companions. They used to greet one another and say, may Allah accept from you and from us. And what is the other greeting that the companions used to say to one another? Who can remember? What is the other one? Say it in English, because most of you don't understand Arabic anyway. I want it in English to make sure you guys understand what it is that we say. Very good. And the second thing that we say is, may Allah bring the Eid for you next year. Okay, you find other things you can say. You can say blessed Eid. You can say that type of stuff too. But a lot of innovations that we find in the greeting are, for example, you will find some people who say, may you live again next year. This is not from the greeting. This has nothing to do with the Eid. May you live for another year and all this stuff. This is not for us, okay? So basically, the two greetings, though, which the companions used was, may Allah accept from you and us, and may Allah bring the Eid for you next year. May you live another year is not from that, or a lot of these other things people say are not really from the sunnah of the companions, okay? Also, we talked about how the Eid prayer in and of itself is performed. Who can tell me how many rakats do we pray before the Eid prayer, and how many rakats do we pray after the Eid prayer? When we go to make the Eid prayer, how many rakats do we pray before, and how many rakats do we pray afterwards? Very good, Sister Amina. We don't pray any rakats before, nor any rakats after. And you need to be aware of this, because you will find a lot of Muslims innovating. You'll go to the mosque or whatever, and you will find a bunch of Muslims making rakats before and after the Eid prayer. This is incorrect. Okay, although there are no rakats before or after the Eid, we talked about if the Eid prayer is held in the mosque, can we still pray the two rakats for the masjid? Who can answer that? If the Eid is held inside the mosque, can we still perform the two rakats for the masjid before sitting? Very good. The answer is yes. But if the Eid is being held outside, which is the sunnah, or in a hall or something because it's too cold to have it outside, okay, then you don't pray any rakats before nor after the Eid prayer. Next question, true or false? The Eid prayer begins with an adhan and an iqamat. True or false? The Eid prayer begins with an adhan and an iqamat. Very good, that is false. And we talked about how that's one of the differences between the Eid prayer and other prayers. There is no adhan, there is no call to prayer. Next question. The Eid prayer consists of how many rakats? How many rakats do we perform? Very good. The Eid prayer consists of two rakats. However, there is a difference in how we make those two rakats. Who can remember what is the difference in how those two rakats are performed as compared to any other two rakats? What's the difference in the two rakats of the Eid prayer when compared to anyone else? Very good. The first rakat of the Eid prayer has 7 takbirs. Okay? The second rakat has 5 takbirs. Very good, Brother Amir. 5 in the second. That's the difference. Now, who can tell me, do we raise our hands when we perform all of those takbirs? Who can tell me? Is it from the sunnah of the Prophet to raise your hands when reciting all those takbirs? Very good. The answer is no. And you're going to find a lot of people doing this, and this is not from the sunnah. You only raise the hands for the initial takbir, which is the beginning of the prayer. After that, you fold your hands across your chest and you do not raise them anymore for the other takbirs. Last question. True or false? If a person misses the Eid prayer, he cannot make it up. True or false? If a person misses the Eid prayer, he cannot make it up. Very good. That is false. What should a person do if he misses the Eid prayer? Who can remember? What should a person do if he arrives at the mosque and everybody else has finished praying the Eid and he missed it? What should he do? Very good. He should perform 2 rakats. He should perform 2 rakats. Very good. Okay, so basically those questions and answers help to summarize what we discussed yesterday, and today we're going to move on now to the discussion of the kutubah itself. And again, today's lecture is going to be short because I want to save the ending, which talks about celebrating Kafir holidays. I want to save that for tomorrow because there's going to be a lot of questions from that, I am sure. Okay, it is also from the sunnah that after the Eid prayer is conducted, that there should be a speech to follow it. The speech should follow it. Okay, sister or brother seeker, save your questions for after the class because we already discussed that yesterday. So any other questions, hold them to after the end of the class. I don't want to lose my train of thought or lose where we are with everybody who's been regular here. Okay, it is the sunnah for the Eid prayer to be followed by a speech. The speech comes after the prayer, not before it. Unfortunately, you find a lot of people who are innovating as usual. They give the kutbah before the prayer. This is not correct. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, said, I attended the Eid with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman, and all of them would pray before the speech. So it is the sunnah that after the Eid prayer is conducted that the imam gives a short speech. Okay? So a lot of people will ask the question, where did this innovation come from? Because you go to some masjids and you find them doing the kutbah before the prayer. Where did this come from? This is an innovation that was begun by Marwan. Marwan became the Caliph of Medina. And he was the one who innovated this thing. This is not from the Sunnah. In fact, it's mentioned how it actually occurred. It is clearly stated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. He said, on the day of the Fitr and Adha, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go out from his house to the Musalla. And the first thing that he did was perform the prayer. Then he turned around and he stood facing the people while they were sitting. And he began to deliver a speech to admonish, advise, and command them. And after that, if he wished to send an expedition or give orders, he would do so and then he would leave. The people kept with this tradition until the time of Marwan. When Marwan became the ruler of Medina for the prayer of the Eid al-Adha or the Eid al-Fitr, when he reached the Musalla, he had built a minbar. And he began to stand upon the minbar. And he began to give a speech. When I first saw him do this, I grabbed his shirt, but he yanked it back. And I said to him, O Marwan, by Allah, you have changed the sunnah. You have innovated, And he said, "Oh, Abu Sa'id, that which you know is gone." And I said to him, "By Allah, that which I know is better than that which what you are doing." So he said, "The people do not sit to listen after the prayer. So that is why I am doing the speech, the khutbah, before." And this is wrong, guys. This was blatant innovation. And we are not allowed to innovate at all into this religion. So if you go to a mosque where they got some imam sitting up giving the khutbah or the speech before the prayer, he's an innovator. He's not following the sunnah. Okay? The khutbah should be delivered after the prayer. So thus, how does the khutbah begin? The khutbah begins with takbir. Some imams, that is, they start their khutbah with takbir. And again, you need to look out for this, because this too is not from the sunnah. You will not find any hadith that is authentic that states the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would begin his khutbah with the takbir. There is a hadith that people try to use, but that hadith is weak. It is very, very weak. So this is another innovation you want to look out for when you see the imam beginning his khutbah with a takbir. This is not from the sunnah. Okay? Instead, the khutbah should begin just like any other khutbah. It should begin with praising and glorifying Allah. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would begin any of his speeches, he would begin them all with Alhamdulillah. There is not one authentic hadith that indicates he started the Eid khutbah with takbir. So thus you want to remember that this is what you look for when you go to the Eid. This is also, guys, a sure sign as to whether or not the mosque you attend is on the path of innovation or not. If they do the khutbah before the prayer, or if the imam begins the khutbah with takbirs, that's a giveaway sign that this person is innovator. He's not following the sunnah, that you're perhaps with the wrong community. Also, there are no authentic hadiths on this planet that indicate that the Eid khutbah is to be divided into parts, separated with the sitting. This is another innovation that you find at many of these mosques when you go for the Eid. You will find the imam separating the khutbah into two parts. Okay? Wait a minute, let me cut this off. You will find them separating the khutbah into two parts with a sitting, as they do for Juma. This is not correct either. Okay? There is no proof that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever separated the khutbah for the Eid prayer with a sitting. Another innovation is standing on a minbar. Standing on a minbar. A minbar is a pulpit. It's like what we use as the pulpit in Islam. It is not permissible to bring out a minbar to the musalla or to build one. Okay? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give his khutbahs, and he never stood upon a minbar to do it for the Eid prayer. Jabir bin Abdullah reported, "I witnessed with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the prayer on an Eid day. He began the prayer before the khutbah without an adhan or any comment. Then he stood leaning on Bilal and commanded the people to fear Allah." This clearly indicates that he was not standing on a minbar. So again, this is more innovation. And where did that innovation come from? It came from Marwan. So again, when you go to the mosque for the Eid prayer, this is a way to tell if your imam is truly on the way of the sunnah or not. If they give the khutbah before the prayer, If they stand up on a minbar as they speak, if they begin the kutbah with talk beards, those are all giveaways that this person is an innovator, that he does not follow the sunnah. And you got to remember, guys, all Muslims claim to follow the sunnah. Even the Shiites. The Shiites claim to follow the sunnah too. But the reality is, guys, very few of the Muslims actually do follow the authentic sunnah. So these are things to look out for on the day of the Eid. Also, another thing we need to remember, listening to the kutbah is not obligatory like it is for Jummah prayer. It is not obligatory for you to stay and listen to the sermon. If you want to leave, to go back to work or whatever you can, after you perform the prayer, if you want to leave to go to work because you have your job to get to, you can leave. You do not have to listen to the kutbah. In fact, Abdullah bin Asaib reported that he attended the Eid with the Prophet. And when he finished the prayer, the Prophet said, "We shall have a speech. So let whoever wishes to stay for it do so. And whoever wishes to leave can do so." And if for those of you, I want you to pay attention, because inshallah we will have the Eid prayer broadcast live from Sheikh Atlee's mosque. And you will notice he will do that too. Last year when we broadcasted Sheikh Atlee, before he gave his kutbah, he told the people, "We shall now have a kutbah." He announced, "Whoever wishes to sit for it, do so. Whoever wishes to leave, leave." When Sheikh Atlee did that, I got a lot of emails. That's the sunnah. Because the kutbah, listening to it, is not obligatory. And Sheikh Atlee is following the sunnah. He's trying to imitate the way the Prophet Muhammad did everything, which is what we're all supposed to do. The greatest proof of your love for the Prophet is to imitate him in every single thing he did. Okay, and that's what Sheikh Atlee was doing, and that's what he's going to do this time. Okay? Ibn al-Qayyim commented, he said, "The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam always gave the choice for those who attended the Eid to either sit for the kutbah or leave." He always gave the choice. And if you got a good imam who follows the sunnah, he will do the same. He will do the same thing the Prophet Muhammad did and give you the choice as well. Okay? So finally for today, before I end, I want to talk briefly about what to do again if the Eid falls on a Friday. If the Eid prayer falls on a Friday, it then becomes optional for men to attend the Jummah prayer. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, said, "The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, 2 Eids have fallen on this day. Whoever wishes to be exempted from the Jummah prayer can be, yet we shall hold it." In another hadith, narrated by Ilyas bin Abi Ramla, he said, "I witnessed Muawiyah asking Zayd, 'Were you with Allah's messenger when one of the Eids and Fridays fell on the same day?' He said, 'Yes.' He said, 'What did you do?' He answered, 'We performed the Eid prayer, then gave the option concerning Jummah, saying, let whoever wish to pray it do so.' So thus, if the Eid prayer falls on the same day as Jummah, on a Friday, then the men have an option. You perform the Eid prayer, but you have the option as to whether or not you want to do the Jummah prayer. Jummah prayer does not become obligatory, in other words, on men that day. The Eid prayer does, but the Jummah prayer does not become obligatory on the men for that day. But the Prophet still held it to allow those who chose to celebrate it to still do so. Also, it is also reported that on another occasion, when the Eid fell on a Friday, during the Caliphate of Ali, Ali said, 'Let the one who wishes to come for Juma, do so. And the one who wishes to sit, do so. So again, even during a caliphate of Uthman, it happened during his caliphate that the Eid fell on a Friday too. And again, he announced, these are the two Eids that have come together on one day. And their arrival on the same day makes them one Eid. Okay? Brother Daoud, I think it's your computer. Okay, I think that's your computer. If you are downloading off the internet, that's why your sound is cutting. It's not me. Okay? So that's you, Brother Daoud. Okay, so anyway, guys, you need to understand this. If the Eid prayer falls on a Friday, which it did, I think, a couple of years ago, okay, the men have the option as to whether or not they would want to perform the Juma prayer or not. Okay, are there any questions about any of this? Okay, I want to stop right here for today because, again, tomorrow we're going to talk about the rulings concerning imitating the kafir. Because, unfortunately, a lot of the Muslims waste their time trying to be like the kafir. A lot of people have been asking us questions, can you give gifts on the day of the Eid? Yes, you can. There's nothing wrong with you giving gifts to your children. There's nothing wrong with you giving gifts to one another on the day of the Eid. However, what becomes atrocious is if you sit around imitating the Christians by putting up lights and trees. I know a bunch of Muslims who are sitting here right now with Christmas trees. I can look out my apartment window into the house of an Arab couple across from me, and they got a Christmas tree sitting up. And I met this woman in the grocery store the other day, and I told her, I said, sister, I can't help because you just moved in with your husband, and you're right across from me. What is this Christmas tree? She said, oh, these are Ramadan lights that we put up for the children. It's all for the children. I told her, sister, what is this? This is not Christmas. When did the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ever imitate the Christians and the Jews by lighting candles and putting up lights and stuff? I told her, this is not from the Sunnah. Okay, so there's nothing wrong with you giving gifts to your loved ones during Ramadan, but we're going to have to avoid imitating the kafir. And what we have is a lot of people are bringing Christianity into Islam, and we can't do that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said one of the signs of the last hours is that the Muslims will imitate the Christians in everything that they do. And we see this happening today. Okay? So anyway, we're going to stop right here for today, and then tomorrow we're going to talk into more detail about the celebration part. If you guys have any questions, go ahead and ask them. Okay, that's a very good question, Brother Amir. Again, remember, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he always, always held his Eid prayer in the open, never in the mosque. Remember, he was from the desert anyway. They didn't have snow. So he never used a minbar. And according to the hadith, it is not permissible to bring a minbar to the open place and build one there either. So I'm going to assume, this is me, I'm going to assume from this that you should be sitting. According to the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the Eid prayer sitting. Like that hadith I just read to you from Abu Sa'id. He said, this is the proof that the Prophet set when he did the Eid prayer. When he did the kutbah for the Eid prayer. So I'm going to assume that. But what I'll do is I'm going to check with Sheikh Mo'atli to make sure. Okay? But I believe, according to this hadith, that no, the men that the Eid kutbah should be done sitting. But I'll check with Sheikh Atli to make sure. Okay, but remember, Abdullah, that is not from the Sunnah. All those things that people do, that's not from the Sunnah. The Prophet didn't do this stuff. People do this stuff. There's nothing wrong with you doing it. But if a person was to ask us, is this from the Sunnah, we have to answer them, no, it's not. That's why you will find some scholars who will tell you that no, you cannot give gifts. You will find some scholars who will tell you that giving gifts is imitating the kafir. In fact, Sheikh Uthaymeen. Sheikh Uthaymeen's opinion is you cannot give gifts at all because this is a carryover from Christianity. So you will find scholars who will tell you you cannot give gifts to the kids. But according to the scholars, you know, the ones that I think more, you know, whose opinion I choose to go with, there's nothing wrong with it as long as you do not overstep that and end up imitating the Christians. But Sheikh Uthaymeen, Sheikh Bin Baz, and others will tell you that the Prophet did not give gifts, so this is not from the Sunnah. Okay? But there's nothing wrong with it. That's the opinion that I follow. That's the opinion of Sheikh Morsi and Sheikh Atlee here too. Sheikh Morsi and Sheikh Atlee have the same opinion that there's nothing wrong with it as long as you don't overstep the boundaries in this gift giving. Okay?